أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى explained of the great, great favors Allah had bestowed upon Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then Allah تعالى instructed Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم to convey these qualities to the Ummah also, which also Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم did in perfection. And then Allah Ta'ala said, when this message is given to the Ummah, there will be two groups of people. One is that group that who this advice is beneficial to. And the other is that they are evil, wretched, and it does not benefit them. In that, the ulama has written that always Allah Ta'ala will keep the message of deen alive, and it will be conveyed to the ummah. Then there will be one group which is discussed here, and that is that group that won't even listen to it. Like, for example, we know there is a certain bayan of a certain maulana or anyone, any program, ijtima, etc., but we take no interest in it. One is those people who do go, but they don't take any lesson from it. And one are those people who have got no fear of Allah. So they listen also, but it does not benefit them, because they don't have fear what will happen, how my mort will come, what will be my qabr's life, what will be my life on the day of Qiyamah. They don't have that fear. So with regard to those people, Allah Ta'ala says that they will be thrown into this big fire, the fire of Jahannam. And in there, we must not just regard it as something light and easy, but it is very, very severe. Yeah, in this world, this little discomfort we cannot tolerate. A little flame, we cannot tolerate that. So this big fire, how will that be? And a person has to be in that big fire. So this is also something which is part of our life that we have to be concerned about. As for our children also, who will ever want, we don't want any pain, difficulty to come to our children. As parents, we are prepared to go through some difficulty and hardship for the sake of our children, but we don't want them to suffer in any way. And then if they also have to land in this big fire, how we cannot imagine it. So it has to be part of our life, this concern all the time. And also these people who get who don't take benefit, the three groups of people: one, those who don't understand, who don't want to listen; others who listen but don't take a lesson; others who don't have the fear of Allah, so they don't benefit. With regard to them, the Quran Sharif said these people are ashqa, the most wretched people. To be shaqi is to be wretched. Ashqa, to be the most wretched. And in one dua, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make this dua, that Allah save us from this wretchedness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala. Jahdil bala, bala is a musibat, taklif. Jahde bala, such a musibat, taklif, that one can't take it. It breaks a person. It breaks his back completely. Such a big problem and difficulty. We are taught to seek Allah's protection from such difficulties and hardships. Wadarki shaqa. And oh Allah, let not shaqawat, let not this wretchedness reach me. This has been explained by ulama. It is caused because of sin. And when a person keeps on committing sin, and now he does not even make tawbah of his sin, he just keeps on committing, his heart becomes black. And now he doesn't see the wrong as wrong anymore. And worse, when his heart comes to that condition, when he starts seeing the wrong as the right. And he sees the right as wrong. And today, this is a thing we encounter continuously with our own people. Forget non-believers. For them to understand, it's out of the question. But with our own people also, that we don't know how to explain to a person from Quran and Hadith, because he's just seeing the wrong as right and convinced about it. And worse than that is when a person starts propagating the wrong as right, and the right as wrong. And this is also so common today with us, that the wrong is just being propagated and promoted as the right thing, and the right is promoted as the wrong thing. Then Allah Ta'ala explains another aspect of this fire of Jahannam. One aspect in various places in the Quran, Allah has given different aspects of the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. پھر نہ مرے گا اس پہ اور نہ جیے گا. Then he will not die in the fire of Jahannam, nor will he live in the fire of Jahannam. This means that the death won't come. The difficulties will be so much. Yeah, in this world, a person says for himself, other people, close family people say, we can't see his suffering. If he dies now, he's better. He feels, now I can't take it anymore. I wish my mort can come. I wish I can die now. I can't take it anymore. So that death won't come. The miseries of Jahannam are unimaginable. As the enjoyments of Jannat are unimaginable, the miseries, sorrows, hardships of Jahannam are also unimaginable. And every person in Jahannam will wish, I die now and this is the end of my sorrows. But death also won't come to him. Then he will just keep on living. For us to understand, like a person who is in a coma, you can't call it life, he can't do anything for himself. He can't do his toilet for himself. He can't feed, he can't lift his hand and eat himself. So you don't call that life. And he's not dead also, you can't go and bury him also. This is here in dunya, and that is a problem also. But that is not anything severe compared to the fire of Jahannam. And all this, a believer, we find a great Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is the greatest in Allah's creation. How great he is, but how he was concerned also. And concerned for his ummah. How Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, but how he used to cry and say, I wish my mother did not give birth to me. So they were given the promise of Jannah. I wish that I was just a blade of grass. I wish I was just a bird flying around and then die. And I don't have all this responsibility. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a man of not steal but of iman. What a strong man. But how he used to cry to Allah Ta'ala. And one is our condition. We just carry on committing gunas, unmindful, and as if nothing is going to happen to us. Qabr is nothing to us. Maut is nothing to us. We also have to have that fikr regularly. So this, and there's a fikr of Jahannam which is there, which is now raging on its place. And we don't know how many Sahaba, when they were passing away, radiyallahu anhum, they said, I don't know whether I'm going to Jannat or whether I'm going to Jahannam. Whether Allah is pleased with me or Allah is unpleased. We are carrying on with our day-to-day things, but the thought doesn't come to us that if Allah pleased with me, where am I this time for? What is going to happen to me? My wife, she sleeps next to me whole night, but what will her position be? My children, which I worry so much about for dunya's sake, but for akhirat, how much do I worry for them? Allah give us this worry, and Jannat is a reality, Jahannam is a reality. May Allah Ta'ala bless us that we only can hope for the mercy of Allah, and that also we have to be conscious and be consciously hoping and begging of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. May Allah give us all profit.